It's Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Have you ever been so focused on a task you're doing that you lose all track of time and place? Well, it's a concept academics call transformative state, or flow. It's of particular use in the field of material culture, where it says something about the deep connection we have with the objects in our lives. But the last time our material culture contributor Jennifer Fields tried to explore transformative flow, well, it didn't work out so well. As it turns out, there's not just a switch you can turn on. But Fields has gotten back on the proverbial horse, and she shares with us her latest search for a transformative state.
My last attempt at finding flow failed miserably. However, UW-Madison professor emerita Beverly Gordon may be the one to take me there. Her specialty is textiles, and she's also a sculptor. Her work is currently on display in the Ruth Davis Design Gallery in Nancy Nicholas Hall. It's figurative, abstract, and constructed of fabric and found objects like animal bones and coconut shells.
I have training as a textile artist. I know how to do that, so cloth is part of things and textile techniques in some cases, but it's not that I and favoring one over another. It's really work that is a composite of different ways of doing. Some of it's fiber, some of it's glue, some of it's construction. I have to learn for every piece what to do because it's trial and error.
At first glance, one of her sculptures looks like a duck wearing a coarsely woven coat. A closer look tells me what I thought was a duck face is actually a deer hoof. I ask Gordon if she has a vision of what she wants to do and then looks for the materials to create her vision, or if she sees things and they tell her what they want to be.
To me, it comes through me and I put it together till it feels right, and then I might look at it and allow it to tell me what it's doing, but I don't necessarily have that as an idea. But people do read that in, and that's what I love about it.
We are standing near a row of masks, each one with its own expression. Their faces invite the viewer to create their own narrative. Gordon says, while the objects take on a life during a state of flow, getting there isn't always guaranteed.
Well, I do find the flow when things are working well. I can also feel frustration when things are not going as I wish they were. But certainly one gets in that zone, and it is a transcendent, timeless kind of experience when it's working well. And I would say that that is not just in the making of the pieces, but starts with collecting, finding things.
Gordon says flow takes over as she meticulously looks for objects outside. And as she washes them to use in her artwork, the flow washes over her.
It's me calming myself down, prepping. I do try to do something to get going when I start a work time. I think it starts with me, but then it's a dialogue, I mean, not a verbal one, but a dialogue with the material. So once I get going, then it reinforces itself.
Gordon says opening herself to a transformative state starts with a ritual.
I do try to sometimes light a stick of incense or something, and you know, say a little invocation almost. And I have even taken, although I don't always do it, but sometimes when I have a good day in front of me that I know I can really work for a while, I'll almost dedicate it to someone in the way that Buddhists do when they meditate. And that's not to say that it's necessarily going to go well, but if there is some intentionality that's can come back through, then I feel good about that.
Here's the thing about getting into a transformative state and finding flow. It's not something achievable only by artists or fine craftspeople. We all do it. The next time you find yourself lost in whatever it is you're doing, you're in it. That's what I love about material culture. It celebrates our similarities rather than divide us.
Jennifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison. She's the curator of It's a Material World, and that project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation. It's a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields introduced us to UW-Madison Professor Emerita Beverly Gorton, whose current show, Reconfigured, is at the Ruth Davis Design Gallery in Nancy Nicholas Hall in Madison. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4, and you can hear our weekday version of the show at 10 in the morning. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered. It's coming up next.